morning, time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day and also to help you think beyond today. If man should reach the moon. I'm sure you've read or heard about the satellites in space, how Russia and the United States are in a rocket race. To hear them talk, it won't be long, for space they'll conquer soon. And then what will man attempt if he should reach the moon? If man should ever reach the moon, there's one thing that's clear. He'll ruin everything up there just as he's done down here. With sin and crime, with lust and greed, he's got enough to do to clean the mess he's made on Earth. You know that's true. It's not the moon we need to reach. It's God, the God who put it there. The one who went to Calvary, a rugged cross to bear. For sins of men with wicked hearts, he died one afternoon. With faith in him, you'll have no fear if man should reach the moon.
My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny. A God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace.
Now the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 11. Jesus left the city at evening. The next morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered from its roots. Peter had not forgotten. Master, he said, look at the fig tree which thou didst cursed. It's withered away. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. I promise you, if anyone says to this mountain, remove and be cast into the sea, and has no hesitation in his heart, but is sure that what he says will come about, his wish will be granted him. I tell you then, when you ask anything in prayer, you have only to believe that it is yours, and it will be granted you. When you stand praying, forgive whatever wrong any man has done you, so that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you your transgressions. And if you do not forgive, your Father which is in heaven will not forgive your transgressions either. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's what we read in the Word of God. It's now for us to have faith, to allow Him to perform a miracle in our lives, to forgive our sins. What's your decision? Do you want that miracle in your life? Sorry to leave you so soon, but our 5 minutes is almost gone. But we do invite you to be with us again tomorrow morning, at the same time and on the same station, for Moments of Melody.